Dictation for Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Robinson, R-O-V-I-N-S-O-N, September 370. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarela, S-A-R-A-L-A, Masti, M-A-S-T as in today, I, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Masti, consultation for Mrs. Robinson with calcification on kidneys, hypertension, and decreased kidney function. Calcification found incidentally when they did evaluation CT scans, MRIs for a different reason. She's not aware of renal failure. She takes no blood pressure medications. She has a history of inflammatory arthritis, probably rheumatoid. Has been followed with Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L, in Lansing. Last visit was December 2020. She's been taking meloxicam in a frequent basis, probably daily for a number of months. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no urine infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema, no skin rash, bruises, or mucosal abnormalities, no alopecia, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, some arthritis, discomfort, sacral pain, which is the reason for multiple imaging, including x-rays, CAT scans, and MRIs. There has been incidental question fibroid tumor in the uterus, ovarian cyst, a lymph node that has been decreasing in size, left-sided pelvic area, for what biopsy procedure was canceled. She did have coronavirus a year ago, March 2021, but it was mild, did not require hospital admission, did not compromise oxygenation. Next paragraph, her past medical history. For this positive antinuclear antibody, question inflammatory arthritis, the anti-inflammatory exposure, incidental findings of abdominal lymphadenopathy, again improving over time, did not require biopsy, simple cyst on the kidney, calcifications on the kidney. She has not passed a kidney stone, although she does have a family history of that, elderly people. Incidental ovarian cyst, overweight. She is not aware of any history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, coronary artery problems, no liver abnormalities, no thyroid abnormalities. Next paragraph, present medications include bupropion, meloxicam, vitamins. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking. Next paragraph, drinks on the weekends, not excessive. Next paragraph, family history of kidney stone. Next paragraph, surgeries, minor foot surgery. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130s, 140s over 80s. Alert to intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, November, sodium, potassium, acid base is normal, creatinine at 1, used to be 0.9, present GFR will be 58, stage 3, a normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, normal glucose, known to have elevated cholesterol and LDL. Probably prior A1C between 5.9 and 6.1, prior TSH normal, PTH has not been done, positive antinuclear antibody, 2019, a speckle time, 640, rheumatoid factor, CRP negative, HLA-B27 negative. Most recent urine December, no activity for blood protein or cells. I review myself, the CT scan abdomen and pelvis from December 10, 2021 with contrast. There is a small calcifications circumscribed right, but also on the left side without causing any obstruction. They are very discreet. I can count three or four of them. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney calcifications without history of kidney stones, no evidence of obstruction. Radiology has arisen the possibility of medullary sponge kidney or medullary nephrocalcinosis. She has no urinary symptoms, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Given the lack of symptoms and associated changes, chemistries like calcium acid base, no further treatment is required. Next number, hypertension probably related to exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, mild degree of CKD, probably exposure to anti-inflammatory agents or true hypertension. Next number, inflammatory arthritis, followed by rheumatology. Next paragraph, comments. At this moment, I'm advising patients to discontinue anti-inflammatory agents if possible. If not, trying to minimize the dose or the frequency. Monitor blood pressure, monitor chemistry's kidney function in the future. I do not need to do any collection of urine for any stone protocol at this point in time, as she has not had any symptoms. Potentially, once a year, we could repeat another CAT scan, stone protocol without IV contrast or oral contrast to assess for stability of these calcifications or potentially enlargement of these or increase in number. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.